Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you this Sunday? I literally just learned on Friday that this weekend was Memorial Weekend. Clearly, I don't pay attention to anything. The days just literally fly by. But happy Memorial Weekend. Hopefully, you're able to have some fun with your friends and your family, and you're able to enjoy some delicious food, and you're eating well this weekend or today or just whenever you decide to celebrate, if you decide to celebrate Memorial Day and have some fun and barbecue and all that good stuff. I know me, I am missing my pool. My grandparents used to have a pool. Literally, I believe in 2020, they ended up getting rid of it. Now, that's the worst time to get rid of a pool. There's like a little hole in the pool or something, whatever. They had to get rid of it. That's literally the worst time to get rid of a pool because I could at least release my pandemic stress out on swimming. I can't even do that. So I'm missing having a good swim this weekend. So if you have a pool, please dip in it for me, have a nice swim, and just enjoy yourself. So as I promised, I said I would talk about my experience going through my first month as an e-commerce shop owner. So today is that time. And I still can't believe that I have my own shop. I will never be able to believe it. It will always be an amazing thing for me, no matter. We're going to always speak positive that in the long run, you know, it's going to end out great. But regardless of no matter what turn anything takes, like just to say that I even started this, because some people say they're going to start and then they just never do. They have all the things planned and they're ready, but at the same time, they're just so scared because starting your own business is scary. It's so scary to put all that time, effort, and especially money out there, and for it to not possibly work, and for you to have put so much money for something that didn't work, it's scary. The thought of that failure is very scary. So some people never start. So just to even start, to even save up and buy everything, to even personalize my packages, it's amazing, because not even everyone is able to start off where they can personalize your packages. So it's just still amazing to me that I even started. And as I discuss my first month, I always want to let you guys remember that I am very grateful for everything to even be able to start. But at the same time, as I go through this, we also have to be realistic. I am a realist. I try to not let my reality go into negativity, because it can sometimes. But I am a realist, but also try and stay positive at the same time. So just keep that in mind as I discuss my very first month as an e-commerce shop owner. So with that being said, let's get into it. So let's first go over my overall experience in general. The first 2 weeks were amazing because, you know, when you're starting off, you can't expect to make sales because no one knows who you are. No one knows what you're selling. No one really knows why they need it. No one knows how's your quality. No one knows if they can trust you. So you can't expect that. And I knew from the get-go, especially already having a blog and a podcast, I know how this works. I know how being in this industry, content creating, influencing, entrepreneurship, I know how it works when you first start off. You're not going to start off, you know, soaring, because no one knows who you are and no one knows if they can trust you and if they really want what you're trying to sell them, if they want to give you their coin, if they want to, you know, open their wallets and charge those cards. They don't know that yet. They have to see it. It has to be word of mouth. It has to be, you know, proof through videos, through, if you're selling makeup, through swatches, all of that. You know, they have to see that. And so I didn't expect to really make any sales, but I made the goal to make 5 sales. And to my shock, I exceeded that. Within the first 2 weeks, I made a total of about 8 or 9 sales, which is so amazing. In that first weekend, like the first weekend I opened, I think I made about like 5 or 6. And that's just mind blowing. It's so mind blowing. And I'm just so I'm amazed. And I'm grateful for all of my supporters, my family, my friends, because without them, I would not have made any sales. If they didn't believe in me, I would not have made any sales at all. And I'm so grateful and forever grateful for all of the support and how people believe in me. And I've even been told, you know, like, I love your mugs. I use it all the time. And so just to be told that is just mind blowing, because someone is using something that I made. They're drinking their coffee, tea, water, whatever it is they want to drink in that mug that I created. And I can't believe it, but I am forever grateful for the support that I received and that I continue to receive, because it's so helpful and keeps me going. It's what keeps me believing in this thing, because after those 2 weeks, I have to be honest, I haven't had a single sale. I have to be honest about my first month. So this is how my first month is going. The first 2 weeks, it was a high of sales. And then after that, I haven't had a single sale. And I have to admit that even though I didn't even expect to make one sale my opening, well, the month, let alone the opening weekend, it's still a little bit, you know, discouraging to not have any more sales. And it's like, you can know everything about starting something. You can know to not expect it. You can know how things work. You can know how it takes a lot of promotion and time and word of mouth. And you probably have to like send things out for free in order for people to see that and to actually want to put their money towards your business. You can know all of that, but still, you know, get that little bit of, I guess I'll call it a quote unquote beginner depression, beginner sadness, whatever you want to call it. But just that moment where it's like, dang, you know, no one's buying my stuff. And it's okay to feel that. It doesn't mean that you just want to totally quit. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. It doesn't mean that you should give up so fast. It simply just means that you're human. Because I mean, who wouldn't be sad about spending all their money and spending their time and their devotion and practice into something, and to be like, here, I literally put my blood, sweat, and a whole bunch of tears into this. Would you please buy this amazing thing that I'm so proud of? And then for them to have crickets, like just crickets, nothing. It's okay to feel sad about that. It's okay. It's okay to have sales and be so happy and then suddenly be sad because that's it. It's okay, especially if you're trying to, you know, not only continue doing this as something you love, but to also make a living out of it. You can't just make a living out of sales that you only made for 2 weeks. Like, it's okay to feel sad about that. It's okay. It doesn't mean you're not grateful for the sales that you made. It doesn't mean that you should give up. And I'm saying this because I've had these thoughts like, should I give up? And it's literally just me, you know, in that sad moment. It doesn't mean I'm actually going to give up. It doesn't mean that it also doesn't mean that I'm not grateful for the people who actually have purchased and everything. It literally just means that I'm just at this down moment, but I'm gonna get up one day. You know, I still have many more products that I need to put on the site. Mugs aren't for everyone. You know, I have different types of mugs that I want to put on there besides the ceramic mugs. Like, I have so many ideas. It's like, what I have out now may not be for everyone, but eventually I'll put something out that, you know, will eventually have more attraction. And the more I'm able to put out, the more people want to put into my business and purchase what I have. And yes, it is a little bit difficult because you can't really put more into your shop if you don't have the money coming in to use towards your business, but we find a way regardless. But you know, it's been a little bit of a struggle. It's been a little bit of a downward slope as far as how I'm feeling towards this. But at the end of the day, I know this is something that I want to do. And I know that at the end of the day, this is something that will eventually flourish into something more than I even could ever imagine. So with that being said, no, I will not give up. But yes, I am at a standstill. But the standstill will not stand still for long. It it will eventually move forward. And when it does, I will be very excited for that moment. So I want to move into a few pros and cons of being a new business owner, because there are some. And if you are trying to start a business or you're curious about starting a business, you're very scared, understandable. So these are honestly my personal pros and cons. These aren't very, some of them can be general, but these are just pertaining to me personally, my pros and cons of starting my business and just what I've experienced just within this month in general. So, you know, I have a long way to go. It's only been pretty much 2 months now, but these are just my pros and cons just within the first month of having my own business. So for the pros, you know, excited to start, of course. I was excited to start. I'm still excited, as I said. You know, the community support is amazing. When you have that community support, it's amazing to have people that believe in you, because sometimes they're going to believe in you more than you even believe in yourself. And that will ultimately be what helps lift you up and helps you to keep going when you're just feeling down and when you're ready to quit, which you should not quit. And they will make sure, if you have real people in your life, they will make sure that you don't quit. Like, you have that the first sale, the feeling of the first sale is everything. And just the excitement I had having that first sale, I will never forget it. And I love it. And I love being my own boss. And I love the feeling of accomplishment, because I started. As I said, not everybody start, but, you know, just the fact that I can say I actually did it and went through it and started, it's everything to me. Now, of course, like I said, I am a realist, so we have to move into the cons of this. We have to move into some of the bad things of starting a business. And number one, possibly not making those sales. Like, sometimes you're just not going to make any sales. There are some people who probably start off like booming the first month, but there's a majority that when you start, you just don't make sales, and it sucks. And I'm someone that is terrible at promoting. And so to add something else on, like a store, a shop that I will have to promote, it's just like, something else I have to try and promote, and I'm terrible at promoting. And so to have to constantly promote it, it's a lot to have to constantly promote, and you have to constantly put yourself out there. You have to put 1, 2, sometimes 3 posts out there almost every single day, shove what you're doing in these people's faces. And sometimes it could be a lot, and that can be a con. Now, if you love promoting, if you like, sometimes I love making the images and everything, but promoting is just so much for me. But if you love to do that stuff, then I mean, this is probably a pro for you. But like I said, this is just something personally for me. This just personally relates to me. And so then the next day is just not feeling good enough. Like right now, like I said, I'm on a down, like I'm just on a down spiral at this moment. And I know it won't stay that way, but to just not feel good enough because of not making any sales and everything, it's a sucky feeling, and no one wants to feel that way. Like I said, it's like, here's this item I put my blood, sweat, and a bunch of tears into. Would you like to purchase it? Do you see the value in it? And it's like, for there to be crickets, it kind of sucks. It does. Just in all honesty, it really does. And then needing the help, but not being able to afford the help, it sucks. Now, some people, they have friends or family willing to help for free and everything, but when you really need like help, like you need someone who is able to devote their whole time into it, but you literally can't afford to pay for that, it really sucks, because it's like, I have so much that I'm doing and I have so much on my hands and I need some of it lifted off me, but you need someone who's able to really devote that time to that, you know, someone you can actually pay to do that. And you can afford it. It sucks. It really does suck. But it's that beginner process. And that's just how you have to start until you're able to afford those types of things. And lastly, the biggest con, I feel, is the income instability. Because you just never know. You never know when you're going to make a sale. You never know what your money is going to look like, especially as a beginner. And that's why it's a con for me, because it's like, I may sell my first 2 weeks, but I haven't made any more sales. And you just never know, you know, maybe after this podcast episode airs, I could make like 5, 10 sales a day, you know, just saying, like, it just, you just never know. And that's just being an entrepreneur in general. You never know how things are going to turn out, especially when you're an influencer and you're relying on social media to give you your revenue. The income can be a little bit shaky because you truly just have no clue how things are going to turn out, how your numbers are going to turn out. You have the brand deals. If you don't have enough brand deals, then that's just not money coming in. Then of course, even with brand deals, what I think it takes like 30, 60, sometimes or 90 days before you even see that money. So things are very shaky. And so, no, that's honestly can be a con overall because you truly just have no clue what money is going to look like, especially if you're starting out and you're new. And so lastly, there are of course some things that I wish I would have started off doing when I first started or I didn't. And these are just a few things like, you know, I wish I would have saved up just a little bit more, or I wish I would have created more content, or even I wish I kind of would have started with glass mugs first because they're so cute. I love my mugs that I have. Obviously, I love the things that I create. Obviously, I wouldn't put anything out that I don't love. However, I do have to say that I wish I would have started with some glass mugs first because honestly they're so cute and they are what's trending right now. And when I say that, I want to say behind it that put out what you want to put. It doesn't matter what's trending or whatever. Don't put out something just because it's trending. Put out something because it's what you want to put out and because it's what you like. And yes, little glass mugs and cups and stuff are trending for the aesthetics, which I love. But I will put it out because number one, I love them. And I even have some of my own glass mugs that I bought from other people. So I do wish I would have started that first, but regardless, I would have put out the ceramic mugs I have out now anyway. So, but you know, there's just always going to be something that you wish you would have started or done differently. And that's normal. That's normal to say, hey, I wish I would have done this first. And, you know, me, I'm very indecisive. Like I'm ready to change something up after a little while. I have no clue why I'm this way, but I'm always going to be ready to change up something. Even if I'm making sales every single day, I'm always going to want to change up something regardless. I've had this business for a month and I'm like, what can I change up? Don't I want to change up my logo a little bit? Like it's only been a month. Calm down. But that's just my brain. I'm always ready to want to switch up something, want to start to do something different. And so it's easy to say, I wish I would have did this. I wish I would have did that, especially as a beginner, but don't be hard on yourself. It's okay to wish you would have started something or changed something or did this first or did this last. But regardless, don't be so hard on yourself and still be proud of, again, just starting in general, because not everyone can say they did that. And those, if you're listening and you're someone who did say, I want to start this and you still feel that way, but you haven't, do it. What's the worst that can happen? Like there's so much crap going on in this world and it's like the last thing you want to do, God forbid the worst happens to you, the last thing you want to do is have that thing happen to you and you're going out saying, dang, I didn't get to do the one thing that has always remained on my heart. Like, don't let this world of having you to grind and having you to get like 5 different jobs just to do, don't let that control you. Don't let you wanting to do something out of the norm stop you because it's out of the norm. Just do it. What's the worst that can happen? It doesn't work, then what? You pivot. It's okay. It's okay. So don't let your fears stop you. It's going to be hard. You'll cry. You want to cry. You want to stop. Maybe you will stop, but come back to it. It's okay. I'm talking to myself. I'm always talking to myself here. This is like a talk to myself and you guys are just kind of like hearing it a little bit, but don't let it stop you. Keep going, keep moving forward and it's going to be okay. And that is it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed listening and you got a little insight, at least on my personal experience as an e-commerce shop owner for the first month. I hope to have an update maybe like 6 months, and I also wrote a blog post about this as well. If you'd like to read and you're someone who likes to listen and read, do both at the same time, or you know, just whichever, or you do like listening to my podcast, however you prefer reading a little bit more, I do have a full blog post that I put out saying everything, pretty much most of what I said here, but with a little bit more in there as well, just a little bit more detail. So if you would like to read that, you can go on my blog, theblackprincessdiaries.com, to give a read. But again, that is all for today. Again, I hope you guys are having a great Memorial weekend. I hope you're having fun and you're being safe. And I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.